Dr. Gareth Morgan, who is currently a clinician and researcher with the Institute of Cancer Research in London, was named to the position. He was welcomed to Little Rock by Governor Mike Beebe.
Dr. Morgan, you are our new friend, and you are our new colleague and citizen of the state of Arkansas, and we welcome you with open arms.
Dr. Morgan said he's excited to lead UAMS's Myeloma Institute beginning in July.
But most of all, I think it's an opportunity for patients. You know, we're curing people now. Their task is to cure more patients. And what I think I can bring to the party is new tools that we can bolt onto what the infrastructure that BART has set up to really take us to that next level where the percentage of cured patients is more.
Morgan is replacing Dr. Bart Barlogi, who founded the center nearly 25 years ago to research and treat multiple myeloma, a rare form of bone marrow cancer. Although Dr. Barlogi is retiring as director, he says he will continue working in the clinical care.
I'm committed to be there with Gareth to give my full support to whatever endeavors he's going to pursue.
A myeloma patient, who is also a physician, Dr. Mary Pinizotto, was treated by Barlogi.
I knew the instant I met Dr. Barlogi that this is where I would get my treatment. The passion and the compassion and his desire to cure this disease was all I needed to see to know that I had made the right decision. And as you can see, I'm 6 years out now.
UAMS Chancellor Dr. Dan Ron says the Institute treats more myeloma patients than any other such cancer center in the world. As a result, he says it brings many people to Little Rock each day.
There are about 300 individuals with this disease, with various members of their family, who are staying in Little Rock for diagnosis and treatment at the Myeloma Institute.
UAMS also announced the Myeloma Institute has received about $20 million in state funding and philanthropic contributions. Keisha Nanda, KUAR News.